Okay. How was that? So, how many of you got your three people? You got three people? Do you remember their names? You don't remember their names? What? Do you remember the fun fact about them? Okay, who's got three names that they remember? Okay, let's go to grab a mic, and we're going to do this. This is... All right, so Miss Cindy, you got three names? Okay, tell us your three names and a fun fact about that person, or those people, if you can remember. So who were the three people you met?
Brandon, Wes, and Jeremy.
Okay. So Brandon, who's Brandon?
Right there, from BC.
Okay. Brandon?
Brandon,
okay. So what's his fun
He's
fact?
He's from BC, Langley.
That is a fun fact.
West Coast.
BC.
And for 4 months.
And is it, sorry?
4 months in Thunder Bay.
4 months in Thunder Bay. All right. Awesome. Okay. Next guy. Who's the next one?
Wes.
Wes.
He's been here 10 months from Winnipeg.
From Winnipeg. Okay. Okay. Cool.
And then Jeremy.
Jeremy.
From Winnipeg also.
Oh, Winnipeg.
He's been here 8 months.
8 months.
And he doesn't know Wes, but they were in the same jail.
That is the best fun fact ever. We were in the same jail together. We didn't know each other at the time, but we were bunk mates. Awesome. Okay. That is a fun fact. I wasn't expecting that for sure, but that's a good one. Hey, okay, somebody else. I need somebody else. You met three people. You remember their names. Here we go. Oh, settle down, not all at once. Come on, we need some crowd participation here. Okay. You met three people. It might be someone you already know, but you remember their names. Luke, who'd you meet? Nobody? Oh, do we have to get you guys to do this again? Don't make me do it. Gerald, get up here, Gerald. I see that hand. Get up here, buddy. Give Gerald a big hand. Oh, fun fact about Gerald, he likes to moose hunt. All right, who, three people you met?
I met Max.
Max?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a fun fact about Max?
Max didn't have a reply for that.
Oh, okay, he's a strong son.
I met a guy named Ed.
Ed?
Yeah.
And what Ed say?
I asked him, what do you do, Ed? And he says, I'm a businessman.
Oh.
And Elsa.
Elsa?
Elsa is from Red Lake. She goes to the gym.
Oh.
Oh, there she is.
Elsa?
Yeah. Those are the three people I met
okay.
today.
Sandra.
Oh, Sandra.
I'm sorry. Sandra's from Red Lake and she lives at the gym. What are you up to now? 750,000 burpees now, Sandra? Something like that? Good. All right, I need one more person. One more person. We are going somewhere with this. Okay, I need one more person. You met three people and you know fun facts about those three people. Come on, all right, get up here, Bronson. Give Bronson a big hand. Okay, who'd you meet, Bronson?
I met William, Oliver, and Josh.
Okay,
Josh.
So tell me a fun fact about William.
His favorite color is green.
Ooh. Wow. Whoa. Nice.
Oliver's is clear.
Okay, where's Oliver? Who's
right
Oliver?
There.
Hey, Oliver. So his favorite color is clear.
Yes.
Crystal clear. Nice.
And Josh is red.
Where's Josh?
Josh, where are you? He just dipped.
Josh.
No, there he is.
Oh, Josh. And your favorite color is red? Okay. Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Bronson. Hey, Bronson, hold on a second. Tell us a fun fact about you. He's formerly known as Kevin.
I don't know. What's fun about me? I'm 19. That's cool.
Oh! Kevin is 19 years old. He likes long walks on the beach. He likes puppy dogs. And no, sorry. Never mind. This is not to be dated. All right. So you got to meet a few people. You got to talk with people. But that, okay, so on the surface, you know a little bit about some people. You met a few new people. You got to know their names. William likes the color green. You know, that's pretty cool. But when we really get down to get to know somebody, and when we get to really know them, well, we kind of get to see what the real person is all about and who we really are. So tonight, guys, we're going to talk about who we are. We're going to talk a little bit about our identification, and we're along these lines, we're going to discover about ourselves, about who we are. So we're more than just a person that likes the color green, or that's only been in Thunder Bay for 4 months, or, you know, you're more than just 19. You know, you got to understand something, that we are God's chosen people. Are you listening to me tonight? Because you got to understand something. Our identification and who we are is not based on the circumstance, our surroundings, or even our occupation, what we do. A lot of times we allow outside sources to define who we are. But the reality is that we need to look to the Word of God to find out who we really are. So, who are we? Quick, someone tell me who we are.
King's kids.
King's kids. All right, what was that there, William? We are priests and kings to God. Okay. Well, the Scripture got lots of references and tells us who we are in Christ, what belongs to us. You know, you're just not some, you know, ordinary person. You're an extraordinary person. Each and every one of you were designed for greatness. Are you listening to me? Come on, we're in church. We're allowed to make noise and get excited, okay? I promise you, it's okay. All right? It's okay. We can have fun in church. You know, God created me and you for a specific plan and a specific purpose to do something awesome for Him. Amen? Now, the thing is that a lot of times, or sometimes we have issues navigating and trying to figure out what that thing is that God wants us to do. And a lot of times we don't realize it, but when we're actually on that journey, on exploring and trying to find out what God wants us to do, we're actually doing what God got planned for us to do. See, it's not necessarily getting to the destination, but it's the journey to get there. Are you listening? You know, this past summer, we've done a lot of traveling. I mean, I don't want to see the inside of a plane or a car for over half an hour for a long time, put it that way. You know, like, we went to Newfoundland earlier this summer, and, you know, it's a long distance, and we had to drive around Newfoundland a little bit and then flew back. And then we drove to Tulsa, and then we drove back. And then we drove to Southern Ontario, and we drove back. And so help me, I am just sick and tired of traveling. You know, but along the way, you see a lot of cool stuff. You know, it's nice getting to the destination and getting to hang out, but I'm the type of guy that when I'm cruising, I like to, you know, kind of explore a little bit. Anybody else like that? You enjoy the journey. You like looking at the scenery, and you're, you know, for me, I like looking for animals. I know it's kind of weird, but I love looking for animals. Anyone like that? Yeah, especially moose hunting season, right? Yeah, exactly. You know, always looking for something. And my kids, Timmy cracks me up when we're traveling because he could be almost asleep. And all of a sudden, his little eyes peeks open. We could be driving by a farm and he'll freak right out. And he'd be like, "Cow!" You know, and just freak right out. And then he's ready to go back to sleep again, you know. Or if you'll see a horse and he'll count, 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 9, 10 horses, you know. He just goes crazy like that. And so he really enjoys traveling and seeing all the sights and seeing all the cool things. This year, he was amazed by windmills. He absolutely thought windmills were amazing. And so when we were driving through Iowa, we seen lots of windmills. When we were driving through Southern Ontario, we seen lots of windmills. And he thought that was the coolest thing ever. You know, to me, all I seen was a waste of taxpayers' money. But that's besides the point. Okay, anyway, side note. But anyhow, you know, it's the journey sometimes that can be interesting. You know, but now what defines us? Who are we? Who are you? Well, you know, this summer's been interesting for myself because I've really been tested in a lot of areas and challenged in a lot of areas in my life, you know, and it's kind of been an interesting journey for sure. But I've been actually looking back at it, I've enjoyed every minute of it because it's proving to me, to myself, that I have faith in God and that I trust in God and that I believe in God. And then I know that God is bigger than any problem, any sorrow, any heartache, any situation that I may come across. My God is bigger than that. Amen? And so, you know, my identification is not based on, oh, look, it's Pastor Steve. You know, oh, you know, he's married to Kendra, he's got 3 kids. Yeah, that's who I am, but my true identification is who I am in Christ. That's who I am. The scripture tells me I am the righteousness of God in Christ. That means that I am no longer a slave to sin. I no longer have to be down and out. I don't longer have to be broke. I no longer have to be sick. I no longer have to be disgusted. But you know what? I get to walk in joy and victory because I'm a king's kid. Amen? That's who I am in Christ. Are you listening to me tonight? You are awesome. We were created in the likeness of God. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Now I'm going to read it out of the Amplified there, Pastor Dave, just to spice things up a little bit. Anybody thirsty? I'll drink another sip for you. Is that better? There you go. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. And so it says, strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and become corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusion. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of the mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. Woo-wee! Go all the way back to 22 there, Pastor Dave. Strip yourselves off your former nature. So what does that mean? Strip yourselves off your former nature. Well, that's who you... We'll call that the world you. Okay? That's the you that was kind of, you know, influenced by the world. The scenarios, the situations, the things that's going on around you. That is the world you. But see, Scripture's telling us here, strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your unrenewed self. You see, if we belong to God and we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Scripture tells us old things have passed away, the old all things have become new. You're not that old person anymore. But now here's the thing, you still might have those urges or, you know, those things that might flare up every now and then. You might feel like, you know, if you were a drunk, well, when you become born again, you still might have the tendency or the feeling that you want to go drink and get drunk or something. Or, you know, if you were addicted to drugs, you know, and you become born again, you still might have that scenario in your life that you might still feel or crave that. Now, there are instances where people, as soon as they become born again, they've been delivered. But there are times, you know, people still struggle with that. But now, the way that you overcome that is, well, you got to deal with it with God. God's going to help you through that. God will give you the strength, the power, and He will give you what you need to do. Are you listening to me? See, a lot of times we think, we got this whole, I'm going through this on my own. Oh, I'm going through this by myself. There's no one knows what I'm going through. Don't give me that foolishness, because God is right there with you. God is standing by your side. He's walking with you. And you know what? He already knows your outcome. Scripture tells us the enemy's already been defeated. So you're dealing with those situations. Well, guess what? You're dealing with a defeated foe, because it is not of God. Now, didn't we just already come to the conclusion that we belong to God, that we are King's kids? Is that who we are? Okay. So then if we're King's kids, well, then we need to start doing something. Let's go back to the scripture verse here. Verse 22. All right, so strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner in life, and becomes corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusion. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. There you go right there. So how do we deal with that junk that's going on in our lives? Verse 23 shows us quite clearly. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. You got to stay fresh. But how do you stay fresh? You know, a little bit of Lever 2000, you know, head and shoulders, that type of fresh. You know, arm to arm deodorant or something, smell it. No, what we're talking about, yeah, well, yes, you need that to stay fresh physically. You know, amen, amen. You got to smell good. But we got to get into this thing. Because if we want to have a spiritual tune-off, we want to make sure that we're focusing on the things that we're supposed to be focusing on, well, this is the answer right here. And as a matter of fact, you sitting here tonight, that's a part of it as well. You're hearing and hearing the word.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
That's important to listen to the word of God. And just not once in a while. It says constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Every day when you get up, you have an opportunity to make it a very crappy day or a very awesome day. And when you're faced with a scenario that might not be that cool, it's completely up to you on how you handle that scenario. You can let it get you down. You can let it beat you up. You can let it defeat you. And you can let it have a really, really bad, you know, impact on your life. Or you can be like, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to worry about this. I had a guy years ago I used to work with, and he used to look at me and he used to say, "Don't worry about a big one." That's what he called me, big one, all the time. He said, "Don't worry about a big one. It's all right," you know? And that stuck with me for a long time. Now, he called everyone Big One. You know, that was his nickname for everybody, you know? But take it easy, Big One. That's what he would say. And you know, and that stuck with me with all these years, you know? That was a long time ago I worked with that old gentleman. And he understood. And sometimes, you know, it felt like the scenario that we were facing was a big issue at that time. But take it easy. Because what are you stressing out about it for? Stress doesn't help nobody. It doesn't. Fritzing out about something and getting yourself worked up and psyched out about something, it's not going to help you. It's not going to make the situation go away. But you see, we're supposed to, here we go, back to the scripture verse. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. So when you're fresh, you're renewed. It's nice. It's new. It's clean. It's pure. It's the way that you're intended to be. So we every day we have to renew our mind. Every day we have to make that, you know, effort to get things fresh, to change things up in our lives. Because let me be honest with you, you're going to face trials and temptations. You're going to deal with situations that are horrible. We live on an earth with a curse, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a devil going around and he's influencing people and there's all types of garbage that's going on. You're going to face issues in your life. You are. But because of who you are and because of your identification in Christ, it completely changes the outcome of those situations. Amen? Romans 3:22. Let's look at that real quick. Romans 3:22. Can we look at it in the New Living Translation, Pastor Dave? I'm sorry. I'm just going to change it up a little bit here. Here we go. And we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. I think that pretty well applies to everybody in this room. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. Yeah, there's a bunch of no matter who we are in here, I'm pretty sure. Anybody fall into that category, no matter who we are? Yes, okay, that's all of us. All right, good. So we are made right by God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. So if we want to get on track, we want to make sure that we're part of this, we got this opened up to us, that we're able to overcome things, that we are King's kids and our identification is in Christ. Well, then we have to make sure that we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Once again, this is a faith step. You have to believe it before you see it. Anybody know what the definition of faith is? Faith is the substance of things what? The evidence of things unseen. That's right. And so therefore, we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, we haven't seen Jesus. Some of you might have had a vision or something, but, you know, I haven't really laid eyes on the man per se, but I know he's there. Amen? He's there. So this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. So this applies to each and every one of us. You see, we are the righteousness of God. We are no longer who we once were. Once we become born again, we are accepted into God's kingdom as His very own children. We are adopted. And now, that doesn't just mean that we only have some privileges and some rights, Well, that means we have full rights and full privileges. Amen? Everything that Jesus has, because he is the Son of God, but once we accept Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, boom, it automatically becomes ours. I have a little sister, and I love her dearly to bits. There's, what, 11 years, 12 years of age since we meet her? She is adopted from Thailand, okay? But let me tell you something. I'm sure my parents love her more. But I'm okay with that. Because I think the sun shines out of my little sister. I absolutely love my little sister. And she has the same rights and privileges as me and my three brothers. She probably has more rights and privileges than what me and my other three brothers or two brothers have, okay, with our parents. She's treated no different, you know, and she has all the same benefits as being a daughter of Craig and Glenda, you know, being a child of Craig and Glenda, that's my parents. And, you know, she has the same rights, the same privileges, you know, even though she's adopted, my parents don't see the difference. Even though, you know, she's adopted, she's still my sister. Well, the same thing applies to us in the kingdom of God, okay? Is that once we become born again, there's no difference. God's our heavenly Father. Amen? So whatever God gave to Jesus, we have also. That's who your identification is. Your identification is in Christ. You belong to God. So you have those spiritual blessings. You have that healing. You have that prosperity. You know? Let me ask the question, is God broke? God depressed? Sick? No, definitely not. What about Jesus? Jesus broke? Is he going without anything? No. Now let me ask you a question. Who are we? Well, some dumb old Pastor Steve, my bank account's laughing at me. Well, you laugh back at that, a bank account. Ha, 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 ha. All right? Because if you belong to God, God's going to bless you with stuff. When you're faithful unto God and you've got that relationship with God, he's going to bless you. Now, you're not getting it here. You're not getting it. Because if you were getting it, you'd be running around this place right now. You see, if you belong to God, you have every spiritual blessing belongs to you. Your identification is in Christ. You got it. You're blessed. Woo! Come on. Yeah, you got it. Think about what you've been believing God for. Think of the things that you've been standing for and believing God for. Come on, I'm starting to get excited here now. I'm going to preach myself happy, okay? If you want to come along, you can come along too. But I'm going to preach myself happy right now because there's a few things I've been believing God for. And I know I can feel that it's right on the edge. It's about to happen. Something's going to break open in my life. Amen? If you want to get in on this, come on now. Get on the crazy train because it's going to be awesome. All right? Because once we got to understand our identification, because once we understand our identification on who we are in Christ, we're going to start receiving stuff. Because you're going to understand that the windows of heaven are open unto me because of my obedience. Woo! Oh boy, all right. Half of this stuff's not even in my notes, and I got 7 pages of notes. We're not going to get through. So, what do we really look like? Well, you look in the mirror. Some of you should look in the mirror. But anyway, what do we really look like? Well, let me tell you what we look like. First of all, we are justified, declared righteous. Romans 3:24. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. We are justified. We are made right. So the old things that were in your life, as soon as you accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it's gone. Amen. It's no longer there anymore. Amen. We can go home right now. That's exciting. Yay! Woo! It's gone! All right, so. Also, what else do we look like? Well, in our lives, there's no condemnation awaits us. We don't have to feel bad or guilty about the things that we've done in the past. You don't have to be beating yourself up because you've done that in the past or you were silly in the past. How many of you made some questionable decisions? Let's see. Those of you who didn't lay your hand, get up here. We're going to lay hands on you right now. If you never made it, we've all at some point in our life made some stupid decisions. Am I right? Absolutely. My wife will tell you I've made some quite recent. that I will never admit to, but she will tell you. All right, so in Romans 8:1 it tells us, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. God don't see us as condemned for what we did in our past. God sees us as made new because all old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become
new.
That's right. That's right. Now, here's another thing. We have been set free from sin. We've been set free. We've been set free. That's right. You're no longer bound by those things that you've dealt with. It doesn't belong to you. The Word of God says you've been set free. Oh, well, I'm still dealing with... All right, well, stop going... and start declaring you're free. Start declaring you're free. Remind the devil that you're free. Remind the situation that you're free. How many free people are in here? I'm not convinced. How many free people are in here? Okay. Romans 8:2 in the New Living, it says, and because you belong to Him, a power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Christ has set you free.
Amen?
Amen? Good. Good preaching, Steve. No problem, Steve. You're doing good. Amen. Here's another one. We are sanctified and we are made holy in Christ. You know, we're not all going around like a bunch of priests or monks. You know? And a lot of times, a lot of people's like struggling, man, how can I be holy? In Bible school, we talk about this a little, you know, we dive in this a little bit, talk about a holy, acceptable life, you know? In righteousness class. So those of you who are thinking about Bible school, stop thinking, just go do it. Faith Life Bible College, place to be. All right, so, and we talk about how a holy life is actually a response to what Christ did for us.
Yep.
Living a holy life is in response to how God made you righteous. Are you listening to me? So is there anybody in here perfect? Good. You know, there's no one in there perfect. But let me tell you something. God sees you as perfect.
That's right.
Even though we got lots of faults and mistakes, and you know, we do a lot of things that are dumb, God still sees you as perfect. Why does He see you as perfect? Because He sees you through the blood of Jesus. He sees you as His beloved child. He sees you because if you've accepted Him as your Lord and personal Savior, He sees you as set free, born again. Amen? Woo! You know, you're no longer that old, ugly thing. Amen? You're no longer dealing with that. You know, now you're a new ugly thing, praise Jesus. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm good looking. And you're not too bad yourself. Are you guys getting anything out of this tonight?
Yes.
Or would you rather be home watching Netflix?
No.
Settle down. So we are sanctified, made holy in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:2. I am writing to God's church in Corinth. You have been called by God to be His own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as He did for all people everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. A holy life is a life that is a reflection of what the Lord did for you. Amen? Woo! Man, I'm enjoying myself tonight. I don't know if anyone else is. All right. Here's another interesting one here for you. We are a new person. You know? Just like Kevin, now Bronson, he had that road to Damascus experience. Paul-Saul situation kind of happened. You know? I like teasing him about that because he changed his name just because. But, you know, it's cool because Saul went on the road to Damascus. He was changed to Paul. And he had a radical change, and, you know, the New Testament church and the New Testament of the Bible, you know, we got a lot to thank Paul for. Amen? For what took place because of that day on the road to Damascus. You see, he had a complete change. He was no longer that Saul person that was a Christian killer, but instead he became a Christian lover. Amen? He became a crazy, radical man. The stuff that he did, he was a horrible sailor. Okay, I will tell you, he was an absolute horrible sailor. He's not the type of guy that you want to go out and boat with because he was shipwrecked, what, 3 times, 4 times? You know? What? Man, he's hard on boats, that guy. I'm telling you. You know, pray. Some guys can fish and some guys just need to preach, okay? Just simple as that. And so, you know, his forte was not ships, okay? He was shipwrecked quite a few times. But even though he was shipwrecked, God still had a plan and a purpose and God protected him, amen? You see, because once you belong to God and God's got that plan and that purpose and you're going after the things of God in your life, man, God's got you. God's got you. Even a silly old shipwreck ain't going to stop you. You know what I'm saying? That's exciting to know that God is for me. God's got me. Amen? We are a new person. For 2 Corinthians 5:17, 5:17 in the New Living Translation says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Who in here belongs to Jesus? Who in here belongs to God? Let me see those hands. We got 7 people in here that belongs to God. How many people in here belongs to God? Come on, wave your hand. Wave them like you just don't care. Well, okay, yeah, see? We got a bunch of Jesus freaks in here. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be because you go out in the world and you just got freaks. All right? But praise God, I'd rather be a Jesus freak than just a freak. Amen? I'd rather be on fire for God than on fire later on down the road. If you catch my drift. All right? Yeah. Do I smell sulfur? No, okay, sorry. We are a new person. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen, brand new. You ever step into like a new car, and you just get into that new car, and you... new car scent. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever experienced that new car scent? Like, isn't that just a beautiful thing? You know? And then as your car gets a little bit older, you start going off and buying those air fresheners, that new car scent, just to make it prolong a little longer, you know? But it doesn't stay. It's not the same, is it? You know? Because once you eat a couple Big Macs in there and lettuce and French fries fall down in the nooks and crannies and you drop a few, you know, some Tim Hortons coffee gets, you know, it starts to take on its own little funk. Am I right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Don't look at me like I'm the only person that got that issue. Come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know? But you see, the thing is that, yeah, you might have that new car scent might only last for a while, but listen, you can take that car in for a good detailing. Are you listening to me? You can go in and there's people who can do a fantastic job at cleaning that car. And, that smells so good. Okay? Well, Jesus done that for me and you. Because once we become born again, we had a big detailing job. Everything was wiped away, washed away, blotted out, man. All the lettuce that was left in our nooks and crannies is gone. And the french fries are gone. The coffee stains are gone. We've been made whole. We've been made new. Amen? And so sometimes we're going to fall flat on our face and we're going to make a mistake and you're going to smell like whatever you just fell into. But you know what? God's going to send out his detail crew. Is going to come out and clean you up, brush you off, amen? You're going to get you, and oh, you smell like new baby Christian again. Come on now, amen? Come on. You see, that's who you are. Old things have passed away. So even though you might fall down, God's going to pick you up and brush you off. And come on, you don't stay down there in that mud. You don't stay down there because that's not who you are. That's not your identification. Your identification is in Christ, buddy. That's who you are. You are King's kid. You are blessed. You are healed. You are prosperous. You are made whole. You have more than enough. You are an overcomer. You are the head, not the tail. Amen. Woo! I'm going to preach myself, man. Jeez, this is good. Here's another one. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Just not some. Just not one or two. But everything that God has belongs to me and you. Settle down. Not all at once. They're going to think we're crazy Pentecostal church up in here. Settle down. Ephesians 1:3. All praise to God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. It doesn't say that we only got some of them, but it says we have all spiritual blessings. Amen. Man, it's good to have those spiritual blessings. It's good to have those things. Man, it's exciting to know. Well, just look at Ephesians 1. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 1 real quick. Let's look at this. And we'll try and bring this to an end. I'm having too much fun, but we're going to have to bring this to an end. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. I don't know if we'll get through. Well, we'll see. We'll cherry pick our way through, Pastor Dave. You ready? Got that finger ready? All right, warm it up. All praise to God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. Hold on a second. You mean when God adopted me, it made Him happy? When God adopted you, He was happy. That's crazy. You know some of you? You know? Yeah. But God was excited when you came into His family. Amen? All right, let's keep going here. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. You know what? When I was in school, I was told that I was stupid. Anyone else ever experienced that? When you were in school, told you're dumb, you'd never be anything? That's not a good feeling, is it? When you're a little kid and someone looks at you, an adult looks at you and says, you're just dumb. No, yeah, that's horrible. You know? Well, I've graduated from college. You know, I got a degree. That's not bad for someone that's pretty dumb. And here, real soon, I'm going to start working on my master's. Come on now. You know, that's not bad for someone that was told stupid, you see? Because this is this. He has showed His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Because in probably all reality, I probably am as dumb as a bag of nails. But it's because of God's grace and God's wisdom and God's mercy. Come on now, that we can do stuff. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, amen? All right, let's keep going here. And this is the plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything. What does that say? Everyone say this together. Everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For He chose us in advance, and He makes everything work out according to His plan. Let's just stay here for a second. Go back to 11. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ. How many people are united with Christ in this place? All right. We have received an inheritance from God. Anybody ever received an earthly inheritance before? Yeah. You know, it's not a great way to receive it when someone passes away, but it's, you know, it is nice in a sense that you get an inheritance of something, you know. Sometimes, well, it'd be nice if you found out you had a great-great-great uncle twice removed that owned a country somewhere and he owned $1 billion and you found out you're his only heir and you got it all, you know. That'd be kind of cool, you know, in a sense. But, you know, we have something even better than that. We have an inheritance from God. Are you listening to me? Bunch of Jesus freaks. Come on now. You see, we have an inheritance from God, for He chose us in advance. So even before you were born, even before the foundations of the earth were laid, even before God created anything, God knew you. And He knew the plans and the purposes, and He had you chosen in advance. Wow. And He makes everything work out according to His plan. Notice it says not to your plan, not to my plan, but to whose plan? So take it easy, big one. Don't be stressing out. God's got you on His roller coaster. Amen? You just got to strap in and go for the ride, man. All right, let's keep going. God's purpose was that we Jews who were the first to trust in Christ would bring praise and glory to God. Now, just back up a second here now. God's purpose was that we Jews, well, we're not Jews in here. We would be considered Gentiles. But you know what? Because of our adoption into God's kingdom, this applies to us. And so, you know, we can put our names there. Who were the first to trust in Christ, we would bring praise and glory to God. You know what our job is supposed to be doing instead of stressing out about stuff? We're supposed to bring praise and glory to God is what we're supposed to be doing. You're going through a nasty situation, you know what you do? You get your praise on. You're going through something that's not that great. What's the first thing you start doing? It's not all me. It's, oh yes, Lord, you got me. Wow. Let's keep going. And now the Gentiles have also heard the truth. Hey, we heard it. The good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised a long time ago. Verse 14. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised, and that He has purchased us to be His own people. He did this so we would praise, so that we would praise and glorify Him. Hallelujah. So, Ephesians there, 3 to 14, chapter 1, shows a lot of things that belongs to me and you in there. That all applies to us. Everyone stand on your feet tonight. We can keep going, but we're going to stop there. Praise Jesus. Did you get anything out of that? Now, who are you? You're a king's kid, man. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are healed, set free, delivered. Man, you got that new car scent. That's who you are. Your identification is in Christ. It's not in this world. It's not in your job. It's not who people think you are. It's not just because you like the color green or because you're 19 years old or you've been in Thunder Bay for 4 months. But it's because you belong to Jesus Christ. It's because old things have passed away. It's because you accepted the Lord and Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen? And He's washed away your sins. He's made you whole. And you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. That it all belongs to you. God's got you. God's got you. Let's just stretch our hands towards heaven. Let's just thank Him for being so awesome in our lives. Let's just thank Him. Come on, let's just stir ourselves up right now. Let's just thank Him for taking us and loving us and adopting us and giving us every spiritual blessing and making everything belong to us. Because no matter what the situation, you might be going through a horrible, horrible time right now in your life. But guess what? God's got you. Scripture says, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. God don't want to see you being hurt. God don't want to see you stressing out. God don't want to see you sick. You've been made healed, whole. You've been blessed. Amen. Come on. Yes, let's just thank Him right now. Let's make some noise. Yes, Lord, we just worship You. We just thank You right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you can pray in the Spirit, just pray in the Spirit right now. Yes, just stir yourself up. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, church, raise your voices up. Yeah. Scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what we're going to do tonight. Yes. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you're in this place tonight, and you say, well, you know what, Pastor Steve? You're just plain crazy. But you know what? You said something there, and I think it resonates in my heart. But I think I need to get on track with God. And if you're in this place tonight, and you're not on track with God, you haven't got that relationship that where it needs to be, or you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, well, tonight's a great night to make that decision and get back on track with God. To make sure that, you know what, these things belong to you. That you've been adopted, that you're a king's kid. that you have every spiritual blessing belongs to you, that all these things belong to you, that God's got you. So if you're in this place, you might say, well, Pastor T, it's been a long time since I've talked to God or since I've made things right. Now, my relationship with God has kind of drawn cold a little bit. Well, tonight's a great night to get back onto Him. If that's you and you're in this place, I want you to make that bold statement. I want you to come out here tonight. Come right to the front if that's you, if you need to make things right with God. There's no judgment or nothing of the sort. We just want to pray with you. We just want to see some awesome stuff. We just want you to be strengthened and encouraged. If that's you, you want to get back on track with God. With every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, if that's you, I want you to make that step up front here tonight. Make that bold confession of faith. If you're all good, that's even better. Amen? That's good. But if you're in here, we're just going to wait a few more minutes. Everyone head bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around right now. If that's you and you need to get back on track with God, you need to make sure that your life with God is where it needs to be. Come on, if there's anyone else in this place. You know, don't be shy. This is a situation between you and God. It's not between you and anybody else. If that's you, you want to make sure that everything is back on track, that where it needs to be, that you are a king's kid, that God's got you. Yes. Yes. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, amen. Everyone with your head bowed, eyes closed. We're going to pray with this loved one here. And as I pray, I want you to repeat after me. Because we're all going to pray this together. We're going to all rededicate ourselves. We're going to make sure that everybody in this place, you're watching online, you go ahead, you pray this prayer too. Because you know what? All this that we've talked about tonight belongs to each and every one of us. We want to make sure that we all got this. We got access to this. Amen? So as I pray, you pray also. Say, Jesus, tonight I choose you to be my Lord and personal Savior. I choose you today. I love you. I follow after you. Use me and do the things that you want to do with me. Show me where I need to go. I choose you, Lord. I commit my heart to you. I love you. Amen. 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 Now, if you prayed that prayer, well, guess what? And you meant it. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're not who you were anymore. Things have changed. Amen. Well, go ahead, give someone a high five and say, God loves you and you're good looking. You guys have a fantastic week.